BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting contests and all the best player props. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Welcome into Lock It In with Cam Rogers right here on Believe, presented by betonline.ag. I am Cam Rogers. Great to be with you here as we discuss the Mexico Open coming up this week on the PGA Tour, also recapping what we saw from Tiger Woods, which, by the way, was cut short, of course, due to his withdrawal due to an illness. So I will break down what I saw, even though it was very little. I do have some conclusions, some analysis to provide there. I'll give my best bets for the Mexico Open coming up this week as well. And March Madness is coming up, guys. If you are interested in joining my March Madness Bracket Challenge, be sure to DM me on any social media, Cam Rogers Live. Drop me your name and your email. I will get you that information when it is available. Just a $10 entry. All right, there you go. That's it for the housekeeping. Let's get into what we saw from Tiger Woods a week ago. And again, it was cut short due to an illness. He later tweeted that it was the flu. He actually spelled out influenza. I've never seen that in the last 20 years, except for a textbook, but there you go. There were images surfacing out there of Tiger eating In-N-Out Burger before his second round, and then people drawing conclusions from there because he had to withdraw later. Now, I have never had In-N-Out, but I hear it's overrated. That's what people tell me. And listen, if you affect the big cat's chances at contending on a PGA Tour event, then you've got a problem with me, In-N-Out Burger. Obviously kidding. We are speculating. The flu has nothing to do with a burger, perhaps. So we only got one full round from Tiger Woods, unfortunately. Here's what I can tell you. The driver is still great, despite an ailing back, a bad leg. This guy still has fantastic swing speed. The swing path looks great. The driving distance is there. So I would say the driver is least of my concerns with Tiger right now. Because the driver is so solid, it lends me to believe that maybe, just maybe, he can play well at the Masters in April, because the number one predictive stat to success at Augusta National is driving distance. You have to take advantage of those par fives and sometimes the par fours. So Tiger overall, we did not see much, but the driver was solid. Everything else needs to improve, especially the iron game. I talked about it last week. His irons were horrible at the Hero World Challenge, and that continued, at least for a round, at the Genesis Invitational. So it makes you wonder if Tiger should play twice in March. And I say that for two reasons. One, did he really play in February? Can we count this? And then two, he's got a lot to work on ahead of the Masters. And if he wants to play the Players' Championship, potentially miss the cut, really only have three rounds of PGA Tour competition this year going into the Masters, so be it. But, like, I feel like that's not enough. So, and again, I'm not bullish on Tiger at the Players. at this juncture of his career, not a great track for him. Too much water, volatility, wind, etc. Plus, it's colder in Florida in March, so that doesn't help as compared to May, of course, when the Players' Championship used to be. So, listen, maybe he plays the API in March too. That would be good. Or the Valspar, just something else. He's played the Honda before. Maybe he plays the Honda. I don't know. But he needs more than just potentially two rounds at the Players' Championship. The putter was good too. The short game, okay. But the irons really have to improve ahead of the Masters. All right, let's talk about the Mexico Open this week. Vidanta is the golf course, one of the easiest on tour, past Palom Greens, pretty wide, forgiving fairways. This is going to be a birdie fest. Only the second, actually third iteration of this tournament. John Rahm won the first year, and then Tony Finau won last year. So what's the common theme there? Premier drivers of the golf ball. So with that, coming off a week, by the way, where I went 3-2 in my top 20 picks, I've got five more for you in the top 20 market, and then we'll talk about a potential winner. We're going to start with Thomas Detry at plus 150 over at BetOnline. And this guy sports a great driver that will suit him well here. T4 at Pebble Beach. Three top 15 finishes at Corrales, which is a corollary event, if you will. We're playing in a resort-style, tropical sort of venue. A lot of times, specific golfers play well in these sort of environments. Thomas Detry is one of those guys, so I like him for a top 20. Taylor Pendrith, keep an eye on this guy. Really good driver of the ball as well. Top 25 in this field. In the following, carry distance, strokes gained off the tee on driver-heavy courses with a low missed fairway penalty. That is the case this week. And overall approach play. Pendrith, top 20, coming off a T9 at the Farmers Insurance Open. And his number is better than Detry. Actually, it's the same. plus 150 over at Bet Online. I also like Vincent Norman, a winner on the PGA Tour in the top 20 market this week. Finished 18th here last year. Top 15 in this field in carry distance, strokes gained off the tee, again on driver heavy courses with a low missed fairway penalty. Really talented player. I like him for a top 20. Also, a comeback is coming clearly for Maverick McNealy. I like him for a top 20. Three straight made cuts, including a T6. In Phoenix, where he gained 2.6 strokes on approach, which can be carried over into this week. By the way, that was his best finish in 2.5 years. So McNealy, again, coming off an injury, much like Will Zalatoris last week, who I was on, and look what he did. So McNealy, top 20. Also, this guy, when I think of resort courses, birdie fests, all that sort of stuff, Patrick Rogers comes to mind, and I like him for a top 20, 10th place in the last two editions of this event. T14, T24, T9 to start the year, but has sputtered a little bit. T71, missed cut, but this is a perfect get-right spot for Patrick Rogers. Buy low with him in the top 20 market. I like him as well. All right, and then the outright market, it's hard because you've got a weak field. This has been the year of the long shots. So if you want to get crazy and throw some darts, I'm not going to talk you out of it. It's interesting, though, the last two winners of this event, I think, were like top three in the odds. John Rahm was like, I want to say minus 150 to win the Mexico Open when he won it. Tony Finau right now is 8-1. Nicolai Højgaard is 16-1. Emiliano Grillo, 25-1 down the line from there. So Vegas is sort of like, listen, it's Tony Finau or have your pick amongst these other players out here. And somebody that really intrigues me is Doug Gim at 55-1, one of the more consistent golfers on the PGA Tour right now. And I do think he has some win equity at that number at 55-1. Good approach player, steady player, can rack up birdies quickly, which you need to do here. So my dart play would be Doug Gim to get it done at 55-1. All right, best of luck to your bets this week. This has been Lock It In with Cam Rogers right here on Believe, presented by Bet Online. I appreciate everybody for tuning in to the show. I will talk to you very, very soon.